It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 749. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also Facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. The show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at MikeTechShow.com. You can use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. You can also go directly to InstantHouseCall.com. The show is also brought to you by Magnus Box. This is your secure, reliable single source for all of your cloud backup needs. Cross-platform, easy to use. So it works with Windows, Windows Server, Linux, Mac. This is the only product you'll need to resell your online backups. Reliable, secure, and you can make money. They announced in 2 days they will be releasing the new product, the Bare Metal Backup. This is their disk image backup. You'll have a bootable USB stick that you can make that you could recover when you download the image for a recovery. So Bare Metal means you'll be able to recover to a different piece of hardware from a full backup. You can do this with Shadow Protect. Now you can do it with Magnus Box. And I'll have a link where you can get introduced to that feature. Mention the Mike Tech Show, and you'll get half off your monthly platform fee for your first 3 months. Check it out, MagnusBox.com. Check out the demo. You will like it. Wanted to just catch up on some mail today. And the first question is from Dexter. Are you offering cloud server hosting to customers? Not yet. I would like everybody to weigh in on this. And I'll take a couple weeks before I go over all the results. Or let's just see how much I get. Because I know a lot of people won't hear this for a few weeks, maybe even a few months. It takes some time for everybody to catch up. I got a lot of people that listen every day, but then I got people that catch up. Whenever you hear this, send me an email. I want to know, where are you doing servers? Here's where I'm thinking. SureWeb offers that. And I was thinking of spinning up a server just for my company, MHS Consulting, and actually doing some work and seeing how it is. Who are they using? Or is it just AWS? And you just need to be a reseller and get set up. And Amazon Web Services, I mean, there are so many people using that for everything. So I have a feeling that that's going to be the winner for AWS. And Dexter, that's, I think, a no-brainer. If you're forced to have to do a server now, start researching AWS, because I have a lot of backups going that way before I've had a chance to convert them, especially when Synology, when there's an agent for Magnus Box for Synology, I'm going to be able to get rid of some AWS backups for clients and start moving them to Magnus Box. But right now I have some AWS set up for backups and for other services that are needed. So email me, miketechshow@gmail.com. This is from Neil. A simple thing. When I remote in, I sometimes forget to log out of a profile. Generally, I add me, support, and generally I set users as standard. So I set an administrative account called admin with a simple password. I do very little with servers and domain controllers, so this is what I do for accounts with peer-to-peer. So when using Instant House Call, I add a background to each user that explains which account is logged in and how to switch out. Seems to help. Neil, what a simple, great idea. And he sent me the two attachments. There's an orange one that's admin profile. To change profiles, log out. Then from the login screen, go to the lower left and choose the account you want to use. The next one was support profile. And it's nice yellow and blue, very easy to read. To switch users, log out of support. Then from the main login screen, go to the lower left and choose another account to use. I love it. These are those great little nuggets that help you become more productive and use. I am putting this into action, sir. Thank you, Neil. This is from Terry from Arizona. I'm sorry to hear about your shoulder. I wanted to ask you about the sling you bought at Amazon, since I might want to buy one. I actually bought two. There's another one I have to test, and I'll put links in the show notes to both slings. I will be in a sling 6 weeks, and I would like to know the brand of sling you purchased. Oh, I absolutely will. And Terry, I'll email you also. I'm sorry to hear that you're going to be in a sling. He continues, at the school district where I work, many teachers have not yet received their new laptops or Chromebooks. Some of the teachers have to use worn-out Lenovo ThinkPads from another school district. The laptops have Celeron processors. Many of them crap out during Zoom meetings. I have had some success using Windows 10 debloater to speed up the computers a bit. The link is in the tutorial below. So linked for tonight is a utility called debloater, and it's to clean up Windows 10. And I am firing up both test computers that we have here, and I am absolutely going to try it. I have not tried it yet, but we like programs like the Crapifier, Adware Cleaner, the latest version now does, you know, some removing of unwanted programs. And take a look at this. You can download it and clean up Windows 10. I like it. So let me know how you make out in running this and using it. So Terry, great recommendation. Thank you very much. This is from Bill. Great show. Jealous about Florida. And I'm back in Pennsylvania right now. For drive wiping, been using D-Band for years and it works great and is free. Now, interesting, I didn't mention D-Band because D-Band does not work with solid-state drives. But, he continues, they have added Blanco Drive Eraser. So, I'm going to have the link in there. Check out Blanco Drive Eraser because they didn't say how much it is, but it does erase SSDs securely. He continues with a couple other items. I like the CyberPower software. I found that when you run the analysis that you should run that the first time, that you get a pretty accurate runtime estimate. SIPALG is actually embedded on ASUS routers, but not called that. I actually know that, and this is a good point that I never brought up, and he has a link as to so you know where to find it. Here is the info on how to disable. Remember that if your cell is using Wi-Fi preferred calling in your house, that is likely using VoIP. So this is a great tip, Bill. Thank you for the links, and they will be in the show notes. Email is from Bob. I was listening to your last podcast. Man, if it weren't for bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck at all. You know, it just seems that way. And I'm kind of hoping things are going to turn around. I really need that. You know, slowly things were getting better in Florida. Everything was going good and getting bam, got knocked out by falling and, you know, have a broken shoulder I'm dealing with. Sorry to hear about your shoulder. Just one more thing to have to deal with. I have a tip on your Amazon link. What I did was create a shortcut from your website using the URL of your Amazon link and save this off as a bookmark on both my home computer and my work computer. This way, whenever I order stuff for either myself or for work, I use this as my Amazon link and it pulls up your link from your website. So there's no extra step involved. Also, that way you don't forget to go to your site to get the link before you order your Amazon products. It's always there. Take care, be safe, get better. Bob from Dover, New Hampshire, thank you so much. And what a great segue into Amazon. You know, if anything you buy from Amazon, if you click that link and if you will save that for any time you're purchasing before you add those items to your cart, Carrie and I split the commissions on that link, and you are really supporting tech vets, Carrie Holzman, the Mike Tech Show, and myself, and we really appreciate that. It makes a big difference, and I thank you. And I put it back into the show when I get equipment, where I got my Beast 2 and got the microphone and mixer and didn't miss a beat in being in Florida. So I can do the show from here. I can do it from Florida. Wherever I'm at, I'm going to be podcasting and doing as much as I can. Something's come up last week and this week that I got to mention that I never do, but thanks to so many listeners in reaching out for consultant to consultant helping with projects. And it made me think something I never really advertise is myself. If you want coaching, maybe you're afraid, how do you get retainer clients? I have a process. I have a contract that I can go over with you and how to easily sell that to where you're going to make money no matter what, because it's really hourly. But you sell it as a monthly so you can keep your monthly income, which is the hardest thing to make a living break fix. If you need coaching, I have a great coaching rate. We can connect via Zoom, via the phone, whatever you want, however many hours you want. I will be available. And I've been doing this with some listeners, and I have a couple tomorrow to do. And if you have a project or something you were, you know, not quite afraid, or you just need that boost, you need that help, that little extra, I can help you with that. Help you generate proposals if you've never done that before. There's lots of things that I can do. While I'm tied up with one arm, I can talk. So it's a great idea for me to extend my knowledge to do individual coaching. So Mike Smith, your IT services coach, if you need it, just reach out to me, miketechshow@gmail.com. My email for MHS Consulting is mike@mhsconsulting.net. No matter how you send the email, I'll get it. Just don't send me a Facebook message. There, I could go several days without even logging into Facebook and even looking at it. I do not use Facebook for message communications. So that if you sent me, like, there was one message I said someone sent me, and it was, I replied and he said, "Wow, I sent that 2 years ago. I didn't even notice that." So that just gives you an example. That's just something I don't view and I don't look at. And that's not a way to get a hold of me. You will not get an answer. All right. If you do, it's very rare. That means I happen to see it and feel like clicking on it. So that's it for tonight. It's a short show. I gotta work on pain for the shoulder. That's why I don't even have a video for tonight, because I'm in a lot of pain on my left shoulder. So we're gonna wrap up. Want to thank Instant House Call. Check them out. That's the best remote access. And also Magnus Box for all your online backup needs, and especially now Bare Metal backup and restore. That is an awesome feature. Thank you so much. I hope to see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.